Detectives.
I'm Esther.
And I'm Annika.
We love investigating cool facts about cool stuff.
And we do this by speaking to the experts.
Smart grown-ups who know all the cool facts about everything.
Hey Esther, we've had a few questions from our fact detective fans about rocket ships.
Ooh, good topic.
It is, and I think I can help you out with that one, fact detectives.
Hi Douglas.
Hi.
Douglas works at ScienceWorks in Melbourne.
I do. Rocket ships are pretty interesting. What would you like to know?
Well, our first question comes from Wesley, one of our fact detective fans.
Fact one!
Hi, I'm Wesley. I'm 6 years old from Chicago. I'd like to know how rocket ships work.
Good question, Wesley. When talking about rockets, we can be talking about the rocket as a vehicle or just an engine. Rockets and rocket engines are not always used to get to space, but those are the ones that most of us think about. Rocket engines have been put on many different types of vehicles, like cars, trains, boats, and airplanes. Rocket engines are used to make the vehicle go very fast, very quickly. To understand how a rocket engine works, there are a few important words and ideas to understand.
Like what?
Well, a rocket engine burns fuel, which is also known as propellant, and it's special because it has everything needed in it to burn. This is a bit different to the fuel we use in a car. Those fuels need to be mixed with air in the engine to burn, because they need oxygen. But rocket propellants have oxygen in them. And this is why rockets are able to be used in space, where there is no air.
And then what happens?
How does it work?
So what happens in a rocket is that the propellant is burnt, and this makes hot gas that comes out of the nozzle. In cars, we call it an exhaust pipe, and it's usually at the back or bottom of the vehicle. In a rocket, the hot gas comes out of the exhaust nozzle so fast that it creates a force called thrust that pushes the rocket upwards. To understand why things move, we need to mention a guy called Isaac Newton. Have you heard of him?
Yes.
He was a very smart scientist who lived 300 years ago.
300 years ago?
Yeah, and he worked out that there are three basic laws that describe the way things move. One of the laws says that for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Me too.
Okay, so in a rocket, the action force is the exhaust pushing out of the rocket's engine downwards to the ground. And in response to this, the rocket moves in the opposite direction up off the ground. This is the reaction force. Think about it kind of like when you're in the pool and you're on the edge. To start swimming, you use your feet to push off the wall. You're pushing in one direction against the wall. But the wall pushes you back. That opposite push from the wall makes you move forward. This is the equal and opposite part Newton was talking about.
Oh, we get it.
Great. So the faster the propellant is burnt and escapes from the engine, the more thrust is made and the faster the rocket will travel. This is why rocket fuel is very dangerous, because it can burn very quickly. Inside a rocket engine, if the fuel isn't burnt in a very controlled way, the rocket can explode.
Fact two!
How do rocket ships get into space?
There are a few steps to make this happen. The satellite, spacecraft, or rocket has to go fast enough to overcome Earth's gravity. The heavier the rocket is, the more thrust it needs to launch into space. So it's about finding a balance between the strength of the engines, the amount of fuel, and how big and heavy the rocket can be. A rocket that goes into space has to use a lot of fuel. When we see pictures of rockets, most of the rocket is actually made of fuel tanks. To help rockets go faster, they are built in sections that are called stages. Each stage will have its own fuel tanks and engines. When the fuel in one stage runs out, that rocket, or tank, separates from the top stages and returns back to Earth. The next stage then fires its engines and continues into space. When a rocket loses a stage, it becomes lighter, so the rocket can then move faster with less thrust and using less fuel. Spent stages will sometimes be reused after they land safely back on Earth, and this reduces the cost of sending rockets up to space, because that's pretty expensive. When a spacecraft or rocket stage re-enters the Earth's atmosphere, it's called re-entry. During re-entry, because it's going so fast, the spacecraft will heat up mostly from the compression of air.
How do rockets get into orbit around the Earth?
Usually, most of the rocket itself won't go into orbit, but once it reaches the right distance from the Earth, it will release a satellite or spacecraft like the Soyuz or Crew Dragon space capsule. The satellite stays in orbit because it's still moving, because it has momentum or energy from the rocket. At the same time, Earth's gravity is pulling it towards the Earth. This combination of gravity and momentum keeps the satellite in orbit around the Earth.
Fact 3!
How does a spacecraft meet up with the space station?
Good question. The International Space Station orbits at about 400 kilometers or 248 miles above the Earth. And it travels at a speed of 8 kilometers a second, or around 5 miles a second.
8 kilometers per second?
That's right. It's not going slowly. So the big challenge is to launch a spacecraft from Earth to meet up with the fast-moving International Space Station. Do either of you play sport?
Yes.
Okay. So when you're playing a sport like basketball or rugby or soccer, everyone is running and you have to pass the ball to your teammate. And that's kind of what scientists and engineers have to do with the spacecraft. So, Esther, imagine Annika is running really, really fast around you in a circle and you want to throw a ball to her. For Annika to catch it, you have to throw it to where she will be in a couple of seconds. Sending something up to the International Space Station is just like that. You have to match the speed of the spacecraft with the speed of the space station.
Cool!
What about the moon? How does a spacecraft get to the moon?
It took a very long time to figure it out.
How long?
8 years, 9 practice missions, over 400,000 engineers, scientists, and technicians, and hundreds of billions of dollars.
Whoa!
Yeah, it wasn't easy. The Saturn V rocket was 111 meters tall and was the most powerful rocket to ever fly at the time. It had 3 stages, which means that each stage would burn its engines until it was out of fuel and then separate from the rocket. The engines on the next stage would then fire and the rocket would continue into space. But before it actually took off, scientists had to calculate the launch window.
What's the launch window?
This is the best time for a rocket ship to be launched so it can reach its destination at the right time. There's a lot of factors to take into account, including weather conditions. Like, it's not a good idea to launch if it's too windy. Sometimes there can be weeks, months, or even years between launch windows. Anyway, back to the moon launch. First, the rocket had to make it into Earth's orbit. It went around the Earth 1.5 times and then headed to the moon. It took around 3.5 days to get there. The spacecraft then slid into the moon's orbit, and the rest is history.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Fact 4!
How big is a rocket ship?
They can be different sizes depending on what they are for. Let's think about the classic NASA Space Shuttle for a minute. The Space Shuttle was a white spacecraft that looked a bit like an airplane. It was stuck onto a huge external tank, which carried the propellant, or fuel. And then, stuck on either side, were 2 solid booster rockets. As the space shuttle went higher and higher, those booster rockets separated, and so did the big fuel tank. Altogether, the whole thing was as tall as a skyscraper.
Whoa!
Yeah, rockets can be huge, and they are super loud.
How loud?
Well, an ambulance siren is about 112 decibels, and a loud rock concert It's a little bit louder at around 115 decibels. Any louder than that, and sounds are pretty painful for us humans and can cause permanent hearing damage. But back to your question. During launch, a rocket reaches 180 decibels, which is about 40 decibels louder than a fighter jet taking off. This level of loudness creates pressure and strong vibrations, and it's not just dangerous for people, but also for the rocket itself. It could even break apart.
Far out!
To stop this from happening, water is sprayed on and around the launch pad to absorb the sound energy and to protect the rocket. The water also cools the launch pad from the 4,000 degrees Celsius temperature of the rocket exhaust.
That's hot!
It is. For a rocket to escape Earth's gravity and take a journey to the moon, it needs to travel at 40,000 kilometers an hour. That's like driving around the entire Earth at the equator in just 1 hour. To send the New Horizons spacecraft to Pluto, that rocket had to travel speeds of 58,500 kilometers an hour.
Whoa!
And did you know that the very first rockets were invented in China with the invention of gunpowder? And they were used for fireworks.
Awesome!
As well as firework rockets being used for celebrations, rockets were also used as weapons. And eventually, people invented the first space rocket.
Fact 5!
What are rockets made of?
Rocket ships are made of very light, strong metals like aluminium and titanium, and they're usually white to help reflect sunlight to prevent them from overheating. But here's a fun fact for you. The fuel tank of the space shuttle originally was painted white, but then it was left unpainted, and that reduced the weight by 600 pounds, or 272 kilograms.
Wow!
I didn't know paint could be so heavy.
Yeah, the outside of the rockets are also covered in what's called a thermal protection system that protects the rockets against extreme heat and helps keep the propellant inside the rocket cool. The frame of the rocket is quite similar to an airplane, but it looks a bit different. Right up front in the nose is the payload. This is the important stuff. The payload could be a satellite that will orbit the Earth, or it could be a spacecraft being sent on a journey to another part of our solar system, or it could be an astronaut heading to the space station. Behind that is the guidance system. This is where the computers, radars, communication equipment, and sensors that steer the rocket are located. Behind that is the propulsion system. This is where the fuel is and everything that makes the rocket go. Did you know that in the 50-plus years of space travel, there have only been around 680 people to have journeyed to space? In fact, most rockets that go to space don't have astronauts on board.
Why not?
Well, rockets deliver satellites into space where they have lots of important jobs to do. Some satellites take pictures of the Earth, others take pictures of the Sun, other planets, and other things in space like black holes. Some satellites help us with navigation and monitor weather patterns and climate changes here on Earth. Then there are satellites that help with communication, like connecting mobile phones and broadcasting TV around the world.
Try this at home!
Are you ready for a little quiz, fact detectives?
Yes!
And all you fact detectives listening at home can try and guess the answer too. Okay, question number one. What is rocket fuel called? Do you know the answer?
Propellant!
Correct! All right, next question. How loud is a rocket during takeoff? What did you come up with, Annika and Esther?
150 decibels?
170 decibels?
Almost! It's 180 decibels. Okay, last question. Where were the first rockets invented, and what were they for? Can you remember? Time's up.
The first rockets were invented in China.
For fireworks.
Well done, fact detectives. And before I go, here's something everyone can do at home. The International Space Station is the third brightest thing in the night sky. You can even spot it from where you live.
How?
Ask your grown-up to help you go online to spotthestation.nasa.gov or download NASA's Spot the Station app. The International Space Station looks a bit like an airplane or a really bright star moving across the sky. It doesn't have flashing lights, but shines steadily and moves across the sky from west to east.
I want to see that.
Me too.
Thanks, Douglas.
It's been fun, Fact Detectives.
This has been another super fun episode of The Fact Detectives with me, Esther,
and me, Annika.
Big thanks to Douglas Bear
from ScienceWorks.
And big thanks to Sam, Wesley, and Alex,
who asked us to investigate rocket ships.
If you love finding out the facts as much as we do,
and if you have a big topic you would like us to investigate,
then get in touch at factdetectives@kindling.com.au.
This episode of The Fact Detectives is a Kindling co-production with ScienceWorks. To find out more about the world around you, head to museumsvictoria.com.au.